I don't want to be a coal miner because I don't have what it takes. What my dad has, the passion for being underground in the dark, working long hours.
Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This week's piece comes from youth producer Josh Fleming. Josh grew up in a family of miners. In this piece, he talks with his father about what being a coal miner has meant to his family. The Nature Stories podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we feature pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Son of a Coal Miner by Josh Fleming with Apple Shop and the Appalachian Media Institute.
My father's name is Russell Fleming. He is 41 years old. He grew up in McRoberts, a small mountain community of 1,500 people. His first job was as a cook in Pizza Hut. 3 years later, at the age of 21, he started in the mines. His first job was as a rock picker. That was the person that takes the big rocks out of the coal pile. He has worked in the mines ever since.
I've been in the coal mines for 20 years. I've worked for Golden Oak Mining, Black Mountain Resources, Diamond May Coal, and Consol of Kentucky.
My dad is able to run every piece of equipment in the mines. His favorite part about mining is the cutting out the coal. He has worked just about every job there is. When something goes wrong in the mines, my dad is the first one that they call. Coal mines is a very important job in my life. It's put food on my table, clothes on my back, and a roof over my head.
Coal mining, again, has been there for me to be able to provide a better lifestyle for my overall family. And that's the biggest benefit, and as far as changing my personal part of my life, to be able to see the pleasures and the sparkle in the eyes of my sons when they're able to get what they want.
When my dad sets his mind to doing something, nothing is going to get in his way. When it comes to making the best life for me and my family, he won't let the hard working conditions and the long hours of the mines stop him. I am proud that I come from a family of coal miners.
So it wasn't forced on you, it was more of your choice to go into it?
Yes, it was. I really enjoyed the talks I had with my father when he come home from work about his buddies and what went on and things like that.
If you could go back and change you becoming a coal miner, would you?
No, I would not.
I don't want to be a coal miner because I don't have what it takes. What my dad has, the passion for being underground in the dark, working long hours. Being a son of a coal miner has made me stronger. My dad has shown me how hard you have to work to provide for your family. I want to be like that. I want to be like my dad. I could ask nothing more from him. We never talk about the risk my dad takes every day when he goes into the mines, because no matter what, my dad will always be a miner.
I've seen very big opportunities for myself to make a better lifestyle for my family than most.
I am a brother, a son, a grandson, and a great-grandson of coal mining. For Apple Shop and the Appalachian Media Institute, I am Josh Fleming.
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Send your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.